Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh yeah, man, help us all, we need your help. And tonight would be a day that would say, Father, intervene just as much as you can. And let the works of darkness not manifest in our land. We pray for your peace and love. We pray for reconciliation and understanding. We pray for truthfulness and true repentance. Yeah. Barukia will join us in 5 minutes. And Professor Buisondezi is already on the line. Greetings to you, Professor, and welcome to the show.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you so much. Thank you for your warm welcome. It is a beautiful evening. I also greet our listeners in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Let me also pray, Brother Baruch, in his absence. We are waiting for him in anticipation of great things to hear from him.
Yeah.
Must know that we are waiting.
We are waiting. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, are you well, Professor? Are you well?
I am well. I can't complain. There's no more complaint. I am well. God is good.
Yeah. All right.
He always finds a way to deal with us and to comfort us, so we can't complain.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Hey. We are touching base on causes of dishonor and shame. Causes of dishonor and shame. We are looking on that tonight, and I trust as we do so, the Father will just bless everyone in the mighty way, and work his work even far much more. And that we will be able to learn from each other. I like it when we learn from each other. And when we hear from each other. One of the things that I always objected about radio, Professor, is that radio was used to talk at people, and even today.
Yeah.
Radio is manipulated in that manner that people could address people, you know, and no one looks at radio as a means of communication in eight ways, in all directions, eight directions, you know, and this is a bit of a big problem, you know, it's a bit of a big problem that we see, and many people are basically, you know, running out of maybe ideas in broadcasting, but in, I mean, big companies that own radio stations, and very less interactions take place. If it is an interaction, it's about some very, very mild stuff that wouldn't change the morale of the nation, or that wouldn't challenge the values of society. And it's a big, sad thing that we see happening. Let me welcome Barukia. Barukia, greetings.
Greetings, welcome. And shalom to you, my Ach. Shalom to Baretuba Radio Pulpit. Shalom to Professor. I've been listening. Yeah,
I've been listening.
Thank you so much. I heard what Professor was saying in my absence here.
I told her that you'd be in 5 minutes.
Greetings to you and to your household. Shalom.
Now, tonight we are talking about causes of dishonor and shame. Something that many people, if you'd give a producer this topic, they would say, no, man, come up with something that would make people go like, ish, you know, this is exciting. Because people have itching ears. But we really need to self-introspect. We need to look into ourselves. We need to do an introspection. And in that, we are able to evaluate as to where we stand and where we're going. Because if we don't do that, we
basically are leaving ourselves on the ledge and opening ourselves up to any opportune disaster. You know? So, someone would say, yeah, but I also see this and this and this and this and this and this in the country. I don't want you to limit it to that. I want you to open your mind broadly and see that as part of a whole, and so that you can also be able to look into ourselves as the church or believers. You know, and see what are the things that are causing the great dishonor. Malachi chapter 1 verses 4 says, thus this is the word which the Elohim has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your neck, behind your back. A dishonor. A dishonor is when we see ourselves as a ministry, as a church, the body of Christ, as a nation, becoming an aspect of massive scorn. And not because we are funny, but because in our virtues we had tended to lack. And it says, those whom we used to lead, who are behind us, are shaking their head behind our backs. Wanigina makanda, emva wethu. Usho yonke into esiyimele, nalebe siyimele, ayisabonakali. Yoba sikhulume ekhatini nibantu uthi halo ubala nje. Kuyagangwa la. And this thing in itself has brought disrepute, even in ministries, man. I mean, a ministry that would pride itself of a history but has nothing to show in the current times is a failed ministry. As it speaks, behind its back, people are shaking their heads. If a professor Uti, she has written so many articles that are changing the research, that is changing the perspectives of students, and we're getting people into the professions who are like this. But we see the opposite. And she says, I've been doing this for 40 years. But nothing has showed up. Means all the things that she's bragging about is just hollow statistics. This is the word which the Elohim has spoken concerning him. Who? Yasharal. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughed you to the scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back. It's like a message to the priesthood. Magiwe zangomeni abantu batholayo bokuqala abafundisi. 2 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 20. He has 32 years old. He was 32 years old when he became king. He reigned Jerusalem 8 years, and to none's sorrow departed. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. When dishonor comes, I just want to show you that. That you come in as a role, as a church, you are looked on as a church, but your legacy just falls in, not with the churches, but with the entertainment groups. ati hayi abantu bevajayifa laphana inkonzweni yabo ray abo kujayifiwa serious. Quite sad we see those things really coming across these days, and without a doubt they are happening.
Radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
The daughter of Zion is shaking her head behind our backs. And the father has spoken concerning Yasharal, that we are being despised. There are things that are making us to do that. And that is wickedness, you would see. It is wickedness that makes a person to be despised, regardless of how great they are and how powerful they are, whether they are a king or a peasant. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thanks again, my brother, for this opportunity. You've laid a very wide foundation as you are bringing this topic to light today. We're looking into the causes of shame and despise, and you're already giving some kind of the results of what we come across. You're looking at the shame already. You quoted a scripture whereby the daughter of Zion is shaking her head behind your back simply because of what is observed out there. I think all of these are coming from the fact that we are losing a definition of what are things that bring shame to us, what are things that are causing us to behave in this manner. We have lost the definition of the Lord. We have lost what God would want us to do as a nation, as the people of God, as the church. At the end of the day, we are dishonoring the name of the Lord. We are bringing shame to the name of the Lord. So I've been thinking of the sources and the causes of all of this. And one of them that came to my mind right now is the need to please others. So when we are more driven about this need of want to be accepted, whether I want to be accepted by my group members, by the church members, by the society, by a certain group that I want to come across as somebody that I'm not, at the end of the day, I might end up bringing shame to the name of the Lord. And sometimes I also bring shame to myself, because in that case, I act against who I am. I act against my confession. I act against my belief. And whoever is watching then will start shaking their head behind me, because they know who I should be and what I have confessed to be. But I'm no longer living that simply because of this need that is prominent these days, the need to please others, the need to be accepted. And what I'm also picking up is that we are so much under pressure of competition. I'm seeing people next to me who are living in a certain way, certain standards, and I want myself again to live in those standards. And I'm not even aware that those people are not serving the same God that I'm serving. At the end of the day, I bring dishonor to the name of God. I bring dishonor. I bring shame. That which I say I am, I'm no longer living like that. And the fruit that must be born, the fruit that must be seen, is no longer seen. I just want to quickly quote 1 Samuel chapter 13. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, we are coming across a story there where King Saul wanted to please the people around him, and by so doing, he worked against the word of the Lord and started to sacrifice before Samuel could come. And all of that led him to do things that are despised in the name of the Lord or in the sight of God, and ended up doing things that God did not order him to do. I want us to quickly read that scripture together so that we can see what really happened in that case. 1 Samuel chapter 13, we'll start from, let's start from verse 8, and then we can talk about what are the causes of shame that brought even dishonor to the name of the Lord. Verse 8 says, then he waited 7 days, according to the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. So Saul said, bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me. And he offered the burnt offering. Now, it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him that he might greet him. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul said, "When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Michmash, then I said, the Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering." So we are hearing here a story, and we know that Saul was told what to do. But because of the pressure that he found himself under, he then began to do things that were uncalled for. Number one, he wanted to please the people who were around him. He wanted to keep the people who were around him and did not surrender the fight unto the Lord. And by so doing, he brought disobedience into the whole camp of the Israelites by his act of disobedience. So by his disobedience, he dishonored God, and he brought shame unto the name of the Lord. And we hear him bringing this up now and then. "I saw that you were not coming. I saw that people were getting scattered from me." So it means he needed some kind of security. He needed to see that he still has favor with people. He wanted to feel that he has a multitude on his side. So this need of wanting more on our side, of wanting favor to come to us, is bringing shame to the name of the Lord, because we end up doing things that are contrary to the instruction of God, and we begin to disobey God. And when we disobey, we dishonor him. When we disobey, we rob God of the glory that he would have had if he had performed the miracle himself without our assistance. But what brings that is the need to keep the multitude on our side, is the need to feel that we're important, is the need to feel that we are in power. And we see Samuel doing something here that was ordered not to be done by him, because this was the duty of Samuel. So this need drives us even in our days, that we want to keep people at all costs. When church members are no longer showing favor on you, or maybe they are getting scattered or moving away or changing places, you will find pastors doing things that will dishonor God. You'll find pastors doing things that are uncalled for. Some would even go to consult, and as they consult, they bring shame, they bring dishonor. And why would they consult? Simply because they want to keep the multitude. They want to feel that they are empowered. They want to feel that they are important. And all of these things, we do them unawares, knowing that we are fulfilling our own desires, but by so doing, we have moved away from the Lord. And when we continue with this passage that we just read, when someone came asking the question, "What have you done?" And he responds, "I saw that the people were scattered from me." And the question that you would ask from this point is, who said people are yours? Number one. Number two, who said that the battle belongs to you? Who said that that which God has entrusted you with is in your power to continue to do it, is in your power to execute it? So we bring shame to God by thinking we are the source of power, by thinking we can do it. So in other words, we take every power and authority and ability to ourselves, and we behave as people who are gods in spaces where God has put us. When we feel short of that energy and that power, we then do things that are not supposed to be done. But if we can surrender everything to God, we will then be able to live for God, revealing the glory of the Lord, revealing his power, because God will do things his own way in his own time. And by so doing, we will continue to glorify him by not bringing dishonor unto his glorious name.
I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, we are talking about causes of dishonor and shame today. This is what we are touching on. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, let me bring this to you, Mahi. You know, I'm looking also at 2 Chronicles 24:25, and when they had withdrawn from him, for they left him severely wounded, his own servants conspired against him because of the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and killed him on his bed. So he died, and they buried him in the city of David, but they did not bury him in the tombs of the kings. And all the king's servants who, Esther 3 verse 2, and all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him, but Mordecai would not bow or pay him homage. These are the consequences. These are the things we see. And I always take it to priesthood, to leaderships. And we find leaderships, no matter how powerful they are, people despise them because of the wickedness that is in them. And also the notion of the church. People despise the leadership of the churches today in their towns and cities and villages because of the wickedness resonating in them. Mayaki?
Absolutely. It is true. Sometimes also it's because the people choose to be favoring to please people more than pleasing Elohim. So you, when you serve him in spirit and in truth, which means it has to be him, and him alone.
Mm.
So that is what becomes important. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, number 8, warns us to say we should love him with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our beings.
Mm.
So this means even if you are to lose a congregation for doing the right thing, because there are those that would want to be mega churches, therefore they go and do things of witchcraft to attract people, right? So that the church can be bigger, it can have good following and tithings and so on. You know, then they can live richly. When even if there's just five of you, as long as you are doing what is right, what is pleasing Abba, you actually are seen or you would be rewarded accordingly, because you are more about the truth than the numbers, you know? So, but then when we know, or when we sit and we look and we're reading scriptures, we should be able to differentiate and to see, abanye bangabakhokheli angisho abafundisi, then uthole ukuthi izisu zamantombazana esontweni zezabo, you know. So now how do we get to respect them? How would I, if this person is having an affair with my wife and they're supposed to be a leader to me, they're supposed to set an example and
the youth. Or with the youth in the church.
Or with the youth, absolutely.
They see his nakedness.
So now it we lose that respect. And we start to say things about them. And this person is the one who's supposed to be askokele, asfundise izwi likaNkulunkulu lika abayahawa, ukuthi sikwazi ukuhamba ngendlela yokubona umbuso kaBaba. But now they are lost. So you have the blind that are leading the blind. And abanye, because they want to rub shoulders. So these are the set instances that we come across in our communities and in our churches. So the scripture lets us find in the 2 Chronicles, his own son conspired against him because of the blood of the sons of Yehoiada priest. They killed him on his bed. So it's a judgment ezayo because uthola ukuthi umuntu akakhokheli abantu ngendlela e-right nge-right ruling because uma ungumkhokheli you also need to seek advice ku-aba instead of wenze izinto ukupliza inyama. So it becomes very much important that manje uzovaleleka ngaphandle i-judgment izoza endlini yakho. Ngicela ukufunda isibhalo lana kuncwadi kaShamoth chapter number 32. Shamoth is the book of Exodus chapter 32. And which says, and when the people saw that Masha or Moses was long in coming down the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and they said to him, arise, make us an idol or a mighty one who goes before us. For this Moshe, the man who brought us up to them from the land of Egypt, we do not know of what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, take off your golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people took off the earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he took these from their hands and he formed it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. And they said, this is your mighty one, O Yashara, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So now, you can see a kulendo esikhuluma ngayo ukuthi now this becomes a disgrace. This becomes a shame. They are calling this idol, this thing that is made with their own hands, ukuthi lo ngu-aba yahawo, lo ngumdali wezulu nomhlaba, lo nguye osikhokhele from ukuya eGibhitha ukuthi asilethela sikhona. So into esikhuluma ngazo ukuthi manje sebeyilahlile and kukaningi nathi athi uthole ukuthi siba kuyile confusion, siba kule or double mindedness because sizothi siyamthanda ubaba, sizothi siyamkhonza ubaba, bakufikele ukuthi kuyo yonke lento esiyenzayo, uma kufika iy'nkinga sesiyakhohlwa ngayo, sesiyasibalekela endaweni zobumnyama siyocela usizo khona. So kudingeka ukuthi si-repente kulezinto esizenzayo because now we are bringing, we become a disgrace and we are dishonoring. Asisahloniphi, asisamthandi, siyamdawuta. Uma singena ey'nkingeni sikhuluma nje i-talk yethu is cheap but uma kumele senze siyahluleka. Ngiyabonga.
I hear you quite well. Of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. Mzi says hi, Ibana. Hi, Mzi. And we are talking about things that lead to dishonor and shame. Causes of dishonor and shame. We are touching on that. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. That's 0826572729. And let's hear what you say. You can drop us a voice note also. Tell us about some of the things that you're looking at which are bringing shame and dishonor to us. We can't testify right, neither can we stand even together because of these things that cause shame and dishonor.
The 2023 return of earnings submissions are open. Don't miss the deadline. The submission of the return of earnings by employers for the 2023 assessment closes on 30 June 2024. Employers are encouraged to submit through the Department of Employment and Labor's ROE online system platform. It's accessible at www.labor.gov.za. Then click on the online services ROE online. Submit by 30 June 2024 to avoid penalties for late submission. For more information or any inquiry, please call customer care at 0860 105 350 or 0800 321 322 or email at cfcallcenter@labor.gov.za. The compensation fund working for you.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. My name is Ray. We are together throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, hanging out with Baruch Yah in Cape Town and also Professor Buyisondezi here in Johannesburg. And we are looking into the very issue of causes of shame and dishonor in our lifetime, in this current moment, in this Tuesday. Looking at that, I'm looking at Esther chapter 5, verses 9. It says, "So Haman went out that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, and that he did not stand or tremble before him, he was filled with indignation against Mordecai." And then Job chapter 5, verses 3 says, "I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his dwelling and place." Foolishness means being devoid of the wisdom, the guidance of the Father. Being devoid of the knowledge of the Father, the intuition divine. Being devoid of the divine instructions and statutes and commandments and laws of the Most High. And these in themselves a high cause of shame and dishonor. Professor?
Thank you, brother. Thank you. You've quoted two scriptures, but I just want to go back to Esther chapter 3. I'll go back to Esther chapter 5, where you elaborated what you have said earlier on. In Esther 3:2, it says, "The king ordered all the officials in his service to show their respect to Haman by kneeling and bowing to him."
Mm.
They all did so, except Mordecai, who refused to do it. As we are looking into the causes of dishonor and shame, I'm picking up from this verse that what causes this is when people take orders from the wrong sources. When people respect wrong sources without thinking, without thinking harder, without scrutinizing who is talking and what is he talking, they end up doing the wrong things. But we see here Mordecai refusing to take orders irrespective of who was giving the order. In this case, it was the king himself, the authority of Persia, King Antiochus, who was saying everybody must bow to Haman. So because of the mere fact that it was the king who gave the order, most of the time people do not think, do not question, do not scrutinize, do not analyze the instruction. Instead, they just take the person who spoke it and then they run with the instruction without checking what is being said by that instruction. I'm saying this to say we are suffering that as the country, as the church, we are not asking relevant, correct questions, questions that will give us understanding. Who are we listening to? What is this person saying? Isn't this bringing shame to the name of the Lord? Isn't this disgracing me as a child of God? We simply take orders because someone whom we think is in the superior position is giving those orders. At the end of the day, even the church is losing who she really is because they are thinking or they are saying they are taking orders from the authorities even when the authorities are not hearing from the Father. So these are the things that we are dealing with today. What is it that brings shame? What brings dishonor? When we take orders from spaces and places that are not honorable, from places that are not hearing from God, simply because we perceive these places and these authorities as people who are above us. We don't even check whether these align with who we are, these align with the book that we are using, the book of the living God, the Bible, our scripture. As long as he who spoke is my superior, is my dean, is my HOD, is my whoever, I don't check whether what they are saying aligns with the will of God. So it's time that people of God look at the sources that bring them instruction. And if those instructions are not in line with God, we begin to question, we begin to come against, or we pray against, and we speak against those, because these are the causes that make us not to honor God, when we take orders from the so-called superiors without measuring and weighing those orders against the word of God. We all know that as the children of God, we have a manual that we need to live by. And that manual is the Bible, the word of God. And the Holy Spirit continues to be the advocate, continues to be the helper. But we are not listening to God, the Holy Spirit. We're not listening to the scriptures. We rather take orders from those who are not even hearing from the Lord. And these are the causes of dishonor and shame. You also came to Esther chapter 5. I'll quickly go to Esther chapter 5, verse 9, which is a continuation of the scripture that we just quoted right now. It says, when Haman left the banquet, he was happy and in good mood. But then he saw Mordecai at the entrance of the palace. And when Mordecai did not rise or show any sign of respect as he passed, Haman was furious with him. Why was he furious? It is because the honor was not given to him, because he expected that the honor had to be given to him because the order was given by the king. So we're seeing a picture of somebody who knows what to do and when to do and who knows who to listen to. If we are unaware of who we bow to, if we are unaware of the authority over our head, we are causing dishonor unto the Lord. We are causing shame. So it means we need to know who we are, whose we are, who we listen to, and what are things that align with the will of God, and be able to discern those things that are in line with the will of God. Let me quickly also check Matthew chapter 7 so that we can have a picture that we are known by the fruit that we bear. But if we can't bear the fruit that is in alignment with God, we are not in God. If we're not going to bear the fruit that is in line with who we really are, we are simply denouncing God, and the word that we say is in our hearts. Let's look into Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, where God is speaking about the fruit that will be recognized in us. Let's start from verse 15. It says, watch out for false prophets. Mm. They come to you in sheep's skin, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So in other words here, what we are revealing, what we are bearing as fruit, will either honor or dishonor God. So the result of dishonor is as the starting point of what is in us. Let me say that again. When we come to a point of dishonoring God or bringing shame to God, it is a secondary response. The initial response is what we have in us, which is the fruit that is now, which is a seed. So by the time we dishonor God, we are simply saying this is who we are. We are seen by what we bear. The starting point is in our heart. So when we bring dishonor to God, we are telling God, we are telling everybody who's looking at us that we are not the people whom we are confessing to be. So in other words, we need to guard our hearts, we need to guard who we are, because these are easily seen by what we bear. The shame and the dishonor, it becomes the secondary output. The initial output is what we are in our hearts. Those things that are not seen, those things that are only known by us, but they are clearly seen when they now start to bring dishonor unto the Lord. And hence the scripture tells us that by the fruit you will recognize them. When we see what they say, when we see what they do, it is because they are like that in their hidden places. It is because this is who they are when they are alone. So we need to guard against what we are and who we are when we are alone, so that who we are does not get exposed, or we can deal with it while we are in our hidden places, not to bring shame unto the Lord by our actions when they come out. So these are the things that we need to deal with, the things that will bring dishonor to God, which are the issues of the heart as well.
Absolutely. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this. What are the things that you think are causing a lot of shame and dishonor on our part? You know, as believers, to certain extent that we are not taken seriously. But some of the things that you can say, these ones are actually making people to really see us in this manner. And in such a way that they see us as just a joke. We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my daughter, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Hallelujah. Siyabonga my brother inkonzo le imvuselelo ukuthi esithi sibanga la ka Jesu Kristu. Brother Ray, sithi sibandla lika Jesu Kristu.
Yeah.
Asenze njengaye. Why? Ngoba yena wayekhuluma njalo ethi ngize lapha emhlabeni ukuzokwenza intando yongithumileyo ubaba wami.
Yeah.
USathane usebenzisa idoubt kuze impilo zabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Bazithole bengasenzi iwill kaNkulunkulu. And the devil knows that failure to exercise the will of God will spell our ultimate defeat. Ngicela ukuthi sifunde incwadi ka-Ephesians 4, verses 22 and 24. Ithi, nembathe umuntu omusha odale nguNkulunkulu. Ekulungeni nasebungcweleni beqiniso. Ngamazi nangenkambo yethu siyamdabukisa umoya engcwele kazweni. Ithi kunombango kumasonto kuze kubulawe abanye. Abaholi sebefana nezwe balwela izikhundla brazweni. Abantu baphumele ngaphandle lapha sekuliwe baphumele ngaphandle mhlambe ba-expelona umzalwane uze umholi ekhuluma amazwi abolile ethi angisakufuni kule sonto lami.
Ya.
Kuyisonto lakhe hayi likaJesu Kristu umnikazi webandla.
Yeah.
Verse 21 Ephesians 4:31 yaka Ephesians 4 ithi ulaka okubabayo nentukuthelo nomsindo nokuhlambalaza makusuke kini.
Yeah.
Yeah, uNkulunkulu lo okhuluma nathi and serious ngalokho.
Yes.
And that if you read the word, God wants to lift us up, but the devil wants to press us down.
Yeah.
Psalm 3, verse 3 says, "Iti, kepha wena Jehovah uyisihlangu kimi, uludumo lwami nophakamisa ikhanda lami." Siyazi ukuthi kulomhlaba esiphila kuwo omubi uSathane uletha zonke izilingo baba, ama-trials, ama-tribulation.
Yes.
Noma kunjalo, let's keep on displaying the characteristics of our Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, uNkulunkulu akubusise kakhulu, my brother, to God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified, my friend. Blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you, my brother, and your family. Thank you.
Same to you, sir. Same to you. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tse digolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Mahi. And I'm looking also at Job 27:23. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. Now we see the one who is wicked, the evil one. And then in some, and these are dishonors, you know. Psalms chapter 52 verse 6 says, the righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. They shall see and fear, and they shall laugh at him. All these are because of a wickedness that is carried on. Then we would see people will laugh at us. Even when we come with a serious message, they will laugh at us. They will make jokes even with our statement. And they will scorn at us because of the wickedness we continue to carry. This is a cause of shame. Mayache.
To the Mayach. Ari, we have to remember on many occasions in the scriptures when the nation that was chosen, that was favored, were disobedient.
Yeah.
Abba got to a time where he got tired of them because he would have given them so many opportunities to change, and eventually he would lead them to captivity. And when they are in captivity now, they are enemies. They mock them. So that is what now we're reading about that. Now, okay, Elohim alone. Where is he? Because you thought that you were invincible. You know? So now he has left you, and he left them. That is why Psalm 127, by the rivers of Babylon, they are crying. Because they are now being instructed to sing a song of Zion in captivity, mocking them. Mocking them. So it is because of the disobedience. When a parent would be speaking, Abba would speak through the scriptures, and he's made it easy for us. Imagine if there was no Bible and we had to figure out life ourselves. You know, it would be so much complicated. So now we have this manual that is at least a guideline, a framework that you and me can look up to. And when we look up to, at least it shows us, it gives us the path, it gives us the direction to say, this is wrong, this is right. And now it becomes a choice that you and me chooses. So which means there would be that spirit that brings in insubordination. There'll be that spirit that brings, that is of the adversary, that wants to push you and me to dishonor. You know, because now this spirit is a rebellious spirit that wants us not to be saved, that wants us to perish. This is the spirit of defiance. It wants to violate every law. The Ten Commandments are there, but now we start to have our ways of doing things. So that is what HaShatan wants to bring to us. So he sows this thought that would lead us astray, not to be compliant to what the Torah asked us to do, because we have been instructed, hear and do. And here are the laws. So now when I study the laws, then it means at least I'm able to start to know, to can be able to differentiate that which is right from that which is wrong. So this word becomes a light. It, the scripture says, Psalm 119, I think it's what, 50? It says, or 150, it is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Mm. So meaning that even when I am lost, but for the mere fact that I go, I open this word, I meditate on it, it is able to give me that direction so that then I should not be humiliated, so that I am not humbled by the enemy. So then when we are in the Word, He becomes our tower, He becomes our refuge, He becomes our stronghold. It is in Him that we get to trust, because we know that we cannot be defeated. So that is now what will lead us to be saved, to honoring Him instead of doing the opposite of dishonor, which is this disobedience. So in the scriptures that you've read as well, let me add Numbers chapter 20 from number 3. The people contended. They were at a discord. They were at a dishonor with Moshe, and they spoke, if only we had died when our brothers died in Egypt before Abba Yahawa. Why have you brought up the assembly of Abba Yahawa into this wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here? So you can see now, already you have this contention that says it was not as per Moshe's instruction that they had to leave, but Moshe was following orders. And now already this contention says they are like the adversary, clashing, opposing that which Abba had spoken with Masha. And, number five says, why have you brought us up to this place to bring us into this evil place, not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink? So from them passing into this wilderness, there was something that they had to go through. They have to uproot Egypt in their hearts. And Abba wanted to crown them, to give them the Ten Commandments. That is what we see in Exodus chapter 19, when he wants to speak to them and all that. And they said, no, Moshe, go and speak to him, and what you say we shall do. And now Abba instruct Masha as well. So there's two incidents here that now, we just to number 7, and Abba Yahawa spoke to Masha and says, take the rod and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and you shall speak to the rock. Instruction, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give water. And you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give them to drink to the congregation and their livestock. And Masha took the rod before Number 9 says he took the rod before Elohim, as he had commanded him. And what does he do? He followed the instruction in terms of assembling them. But number 11 says, then Masha lifted his hand, struck the rock twice with the rod, and much water came out, and the congregation got to drink. So now we see the act of dishonor, or of disobedience, because he was told, speak to the rock. It was not for him to hit it. Speak to the rock. So we see that we fail. It's those little details, those little nitty-gritties that we fail to listen. We do things our way as opposed to Abba's way. But Abba spoke to Masha and Aaron and said, because you did not believe me to set me apart in the eyes of Yashara, therefore you do not bring this assembly into the land which I give to them. So now, dishonor, it's like, I'm done with them. I am done with them. I want nothing to do with them, because they have, you know? So it is now to say, what brings dishonor is us being disobedient. It's us being defiant. It's us being rebellious to the word. So we need to humble ourselves. We need to return back to the drawing board of seeking Abba, going to His Word and learning His Word so that we can follow His instructions and learn. When we fail, we go back, we learn, we repent, we learn, until we get to master it and we can now start to live, because now this would be practicing it in our livelihood. And then in the previous episode, we spoke of the light and the reflection. Then people start to see that light in you, that radiance in you, because now you are not dishonoring, but you are giving Him esteem. Therefore, it is part of honoring Him.
Tudamayahi, please send us WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. When you look at us, what are the things that are causing a lot of shame and dishonor? When you look at us, or what are the things we should be careful about, which are causing a lot of shame and dishonor?
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.